Thank you for calling.
Henry B. Balco.
Please wait while we connect you to the next available agent.
Good afternoon, Henry B. Balco. Company, may I help you?
Hey, Robert. It's Bob.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't you mention there was a video of that stone?
I sent it to you. I sent it. It should be an email of it to you.
I checked.
It should have been right after the other one. Find it around my
phone. Hold on one second here. Let me look again.
Yeah, it might have gone to junk because it came from my phone.
No, it shouldn't. It still would be Bob at RDI, right?
Maybe not. Bob. It might have come from Bob DiMaria if I sent it from my cell phone here.
Bob, I got intent to return email.
That would have been from Bob from RDI then, yeah.
But that's not the video, and those are going out today.
Yeah, hold on a second. Mail. Let's see.
Got the Bob yesterday.
All right, so...
Which was a kind of forward email from, is it Mick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a forwarded email from M at...
Mail.
He's only got one letter, M.
Yeah. Well, that's actually that, the one that's
that
just
the owner?
M from RDI is the owner, yeah. Let me try this one again.
So he's got the shortest email address.
Yeah. I can't remember here.
M at RDI Diamonds or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, when you're the owner, you do whatever the hell you want to do. I'm going to just send this. I'm going to send it again and see if it goes through this time right now.
Okay.
Okay. I just sent it to your email, and it'll be coming from probably from Bob DiMaria.
From you. Bob. Yeah.
Not Bob from RDI. It'll come from Bob.
No, Bob DiMaria.
Either from Bob DiMaria from Yahoo
I got
or
it.
iCloud. Okay.
I got it.
I must not have hit the button right or something. I don't know. It's a good-looking stone.
Well, I'm going to forward it to my customer.
It's got a nice cut to it.
I kind of want to pinpoint their budget a little more.
Yeah.
See if I can get them to spend more money.
It's got a couple little pepper spots, but that's at big magnification. I mean, to the eye, you cannot see those two little things.
It means they got to spend more, that's all.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you want better than that, then it's going to be more than 60.
Yeah, I know. I figure as much. I'm trying to make a sale at 75, you know.
So here's the deal, though. You know all my diamonds come tradable for life. So if they get this one and they decide they'll spend more money at a future date to get a
bigger one. Here's the thing. I don't like to do that.
I know, but...
Because then I lose all my profit.
No.
And I don't want to go that route.
But you can't lose your profit. All you have to do is put the markup on the same as the next time, too. Because we'll give you the, like, let's say you put $15,000 on this thing, okay? So you sell it for $75. When they trade it in and you give them the new diamond cost you $75, let's say, you put the addition onto the trade and say, listen, the stone is going to be a $90,000, so you owe $15,000 out of here, so you make
profit. Yeah, but I'm just trading dollars that way.
Yeah, but no, you should be able to mark it up enough to take the trade and still make money on the trade. Because we give you everything you paid for it back in trade, you know. So as long
I understand.
So if
but
it
you
was,
could get killed on that with the market
for us,
you never
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely, we have gotten killed on it. But it's a written policy that we put in, and we've honored it, even though other companies have tried, like GN, have done it, and they back in and they back out and back in. In the 25 years I've been with the company, we've stuck to it, even when it didn't work for us. We did it anyways because we tried to stay loyal to our
place. Well, this last 2 years, it's not working.
Oh, no. It would have been.
You just have to bite it.
Yeah, that's what happens. We've done that. But you're safe with
us. No, I understand.
So
I realize that. I'm not disputing that. I just got to figure out where my customer's at. That's all.
Sure. Well, let me know if you want to see it. It is actually in my building now, and actually in our New York office at the moment.
Okay.
If you want it, I can have it in a day for you. So. Okay?
Awesome. I will call you back.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.